I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Mm. Well, let's just get into it then. I want to start on, first of all, can you kind of give people a background again, since we're going to be talking turkey calls, and if they haven't, they can go back and listen to the episodes you've been on with us before, but just real quick, kind of what you do and how you kind of, for lack of a better word, are an expert on turkey calls.
Well, I'm no expert. you know, I work for Woodhaven Custom Calls, in Heflin, out of Heflin, Alabama. I do product development. That's what I've done my whole career for, you know, I worked for Night and Hail, worked with Bone Collector Game Calls, Primos, and that's what I've always done, mm-hmm. is product development.
There you go. So that's what we're going to get into tonight, is basically the product, because I think, and for me even, because I'm a fairly new turkey hunter, it can be daunting going through all the different types of calls and trying to sort through and figure out what you want to use, maybe what you should use in certain situations. So what, I guess just kind of to get it going, as a beginner, let's start there. You got a guy who's just picked up turkey calling. He's starting to learn a mouth call a little bit. Is there a certain type of call or a certain cut or any kind of read type or whatever that would be, that you think would be best for a guy that's just starting? Is there some that are maybe easier than others, I guess?
Well, there's a perception that there's some that are easier than others, you know, and it is to some degree, but, you know, Kenyon, a lot of that depends on you, mm-hmm. you know, the person that's running, you know, we can, and, you know, I want to help you with this, so to speak, because I fought this for a long time. You know, there's literally 10,000 cuts of mouth calls and different layups and different materials and, you know, different tape and all this stuff. You know, and you can spend a fortune real quick trying to find a call that suits you. Mm-hmm. So the first thing, you know, when it comes to mouth calls that I would suggest to anybody just starting out, the very first thing you need to do before you do anything else is figure out where your airflow is, you know, in your mouth. Because if you'll notice, there's some cuts that are on the left side of the call. There's some cuts that are on the right side of the call. And then you've got some that are just right down the center. Mm-hmm. Okay, and, you know, I did it for several years trying, you know, my air is on the left side. So the cuts, all the cuts that I can run are on the left side of the call. But I spent several years, because I didn't know any different, trying to make, you know, Sean Wright, you know, Scott Ellis, Billy Yargis, you know, all these people, all these cuts that you see them running and they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. I tried to run those and I never could do it, you know, never could get the Yelp right.
Right.
Much less anything else. And so finally one day I just thought, and I, you know, somebody had asked me one time, you know, where do you feel like your air is at going in your mouth, you know, when you're running that call? And I just, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it was, you know, it's Troy Ruiz with Primos. He's, you know, I was talking to him about it. And he said, you know, you need to find out you know, which side. So I went and I bought three calls. I bought a ghost cut, and then I bought just a combo cut, and then a reverse combo cut. Mm-hmm. And I popped the combo cut in my mouth, and it was, you know, it was all wrath. I throw the reverse cut in my mouth, and I can get the clear front and then the wrath on the back end of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I tried the ghost cut, and it was just, you know. So that told me that my air was left side and that I needed to run a left side cut. So, you know, that's the biggest thing that I could tell somebody that will help them the quickest, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's nothing's going to beat practice and repetition.
Yeah, right.
But the big thing to get you there quicker and save you a lot of money is find out where your airflow's at.
If you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, Rodney Hawkins is a guy you need to talk to. He grew up hunting and fishing in Southern Illinois, and he's now putting that love for the outdoors into selling recreational properties as a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. Midwest Farm and Land isn't your average real estate company. They do residential properties, but they also do a ton of recreational property sales as well. Rodney himself sold over $7 million worth of properties last year alone. They've got agents like him all over Illinois, so they're really a local company with a national reach. For more info on them, what might be available, or even getting your property listed if you're looking to get rid of one and maybe get into something else, you can contact Rodney directly at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors that currently has products from Radix Hunting, Tacticam Trail Cameras, Camo Dust, and he's adding new stuff all the time. So if you're interested in any of that, go over to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors, email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com, or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. Right.
Rip, on that, were you looking for what you could get the most versatility out of then, where you could get everything you were looking for in that call? Is that how you settled on that one?
Well, that's where it ended up. But that wasn't what I was looking for.
Gotcha.
I was looking for this specific yelp that I'd heard over and over in the woods, you know. And that was what I was after, was a specific yelp. And that call allowed me to do that. And then everything just kind of fell in place once I realized that, you know, my cut is a left side cut.
Gotcha.
And I run a three reed, with a, you know, the red on the top and then two layers of clear prof, but I will do for me, I've got a little half moon cut on the bottom layer of prof, which lets me get that clearer front that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm, easier, mm-hmm. You know, easier.
Right.
So, you know, that's another thing, you know, once you kind of settle in on your airflow and you find a call that you're happy with, you know, don't be afraid to cut on it and try. I mean, you can buy more, you know. Mm-hmm. We're all different and, you know, not, you know, sometimes, you know, the ghost cut or the combo cut or whatever, you know, that you can buy off the shelf is not the best call for you. Mm-hmm. It may be something that you hack up yourself, you know, like I did.
Right.
And,
what sounds like is, if there's a guy out there who is a beginner on this, it's not finding there's not one call that's going to be like the answer necessarily for most people. It's going to be finding out individually what works best for you. Like there's not just one call that's going to be the answer for everyone. It's going to take a little bit of time and maybe a little bit of research and just kind of going through and figuring out what works for you.
Yeah. Figure out where your air is at and figure out what layup, you know, what materials, you know, because there's different stretches, you know, there's different thicknesses of material. And, you know, there's guys, you know, like Harold, mm-hmm. Harold Knight. Okay. He generates a tremendous amount of air in his lungs. Mm-hmm. So he literally can run anything. I mean, you know, you could take a rubber glove and put it in a mouth call frame, and he can run it.
Are you saying? You know, are you saying he's a blowhard?
No, I'm, oh, okay. No, okay. No, I'm saying he's full of hot air.
Okay, yeah.
Oh no, that's great. But you know, there's so Colton Dyer. He's another one. You know, he generates a lot of air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, so you know, he can run a looser stretch. You know, and then you know, you got people like Scott Ellis. You know, they literally can run. He can run anything. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, what the layup is. Billy Yarkus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can, you know, Nick Wilson, you know, these guys, they practice. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're just masters with them. But, you know, for the everyday people like us that doesn't, that's not at that level, you know, figure out where your airflow's at and then, you know, find, you know, try some different calls with the cut on that side that works for you. And, mm-hmm. you know, find, you know, get you something you've got confidence in.
Right. If you guys plant food plots and you don't know who Grandpa Ray Outdoors is, you need to look him up. They specialize in providing the best nutrition for white-tailed deer on your property, starting with the soil. They've got a full line of high-quality food plot seed and plant foods with over 14 different food plot blends to choose from. You won't have any trouble finding what you're looking for. They've got fall and spring blends, corn and beans, switchgrass, liquid fertilizer, soil test kits, you name it. When it comes to planting, they've got it. They're not just about selling their products, though. They were started in 2015. John, the owner, has been in the business since 1991. So with that knowledge that he's acquired, he's going to be able to answer any questions you have about what blends would be best for your specific property. That way you can achieve the best results possible. Like us, John and his team don't believe in a cookie-cutter approach to wildlife nutrition. They're going to treat you and your situation individually. We've used tons of their seed on client properties, on our own properties, and the results have always been as good, if not better, than advertised. That's why we partnered with them in the first place. If you want to, go to GrandpaRayOutdoors.com, use the discount code RHOPODCAST, that's all lowercase, no space, and you get 5% off your entire order there. You guys need to go check them out if you care about getting the most bang for your buck when it comes to your food plots. So,
you know,
there are so many different cuts and everything. Is that, and obviously you're in product development, is that guys that are looking for different sounds are going to go to a different cut or... Because, you know, you're going to have guys that have multiple yeah. calls no matter what maybe works best yeah. for them or something. And
yeah, absolutely.
What are those different sounds they're looking for? Is that like, say, if a guy's hunting birds in Florida versus a guy hunting birds in Nebraska? Or is it just they're trying to get that sound like you're talking about, which you hear in the woods so often, and they're just kind of fine-tuning type of thing?
It's a little of, to be honest with you, it's a little of both,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. A lot of what you see guys running multiple calls for is, like different, like going from a kiki to yelping, you know, or gobbling, you know, or just being a different hen, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with sitting in the woods and being two or three hens, you know, two or three different hens.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's different calls. Different sounds, different hands.
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, is a lot of it is why you see, you know, so like Sean, and I'm sure he'll tell you this, you know, mm-hmm. on the stage, you'll see him, he'll run two or three calls.
Right.
For the different scenarios and stuff. In the woods, he's running one call.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you've got that aspect of it too, that, you know, it's just kind of, it's a personal preference more, I guess is a, mm-hmm. probably, that's probably the best way to say it. It's just a personal preference, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Some guys, and it's confidence.
Right. Right. You're going to find something that you know that you're confident in, whether it's maybe you called on it and you killed a bird or you just think it sounds the best to you. And that's, I guess, kind of what you're going to yeah. stick with probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, you may pick up one that, you know, you can cut on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think your cutting's better on this call than it was the one you felt more confident yelping on,
mm-hmm.
you know, or kiki or, you know, whatever, or, you know, tree yelps, you know, being able to get softer in the mornings, you mm-hmm. know, just stuff like that.
Right. Is there a difference in the different subspecies or and species of birds as far as what kind of call you would run in a different part of the country, or is it just, you got the call that you like, and you're going to run that no matter where you're at?
I'll always say you're never going to beat confidence.
Right.
But, you know, and then again, you know, it's like everything else. You're going to get some different opinions on this.
Oh,
but
for sure.
To me, it's more about the terrain you're hunting. You know, you're out Nebraska, you know, South Dakota, places like that where you can see, you know, 500 miles, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm joking about 500 right, miles, right. You can see a long way.
It's only 400.
Open. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might you as know, well be that far.
Right. Naturally, yeah. You're going to want something that you can reach out there with.
A little bit louder.
You
right.
know? Yeah. Where, you know, if you're down here in Alabama and these pine thickets and, you know, cut over and stuff, you know, you're all, you know, most of the time you're going to be within a couple hundred yards of them. You don't need to be loud, that
right,
loud.
Right. You're going to light them up yeah. if you're trying to be that loud.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's more about
sense.
The rain, you know, than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, that seems to be the case with a lot of different calling types. Cause even think about deer hunting. If you're rattling, if you're in a big open space, you want something that's going to be a little bit louder, even calling, grunt calling, you get away with a little bit. But if you're in kind of tight with them in the woods where it's really echoing off, you're not going to clang those horns together quite as loud.
Right. No, that's absolutely right.
Kind of similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a, you know, the same principle.
The off season is upon us, and we all know that the path to success next season starts now. To consistently harvest mature bucks, you need to make the most of the upcoming months. And to do that, you need a solid plan. That's where we can help. If you guys want to improve your property to reach its full potential for wildlife, reach out to us about a consultation. We'll spend time getting to know your property and your goals for your deer herd and use that knowledge to develop a wildlife management plan that will help make the most out of the ground that you have. You can contact us through our website or social media to get started today.
You know, gobble, the birds are going, you know, there is a little variance in them, but, you know, a gobble's a gobble and a yelp's a yelp, you know.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's just more about being able to reach them, you know, and find them, locate them, and stuff. So
let's say you do find a specific cut that you like. Is there a difference in, and I mean, obviously there's some difference, but I'd assume there's price ranges where you can get anything from kind of lower end call up to the higher end. What is the difference in the, like if you're buying a call that's on the lower end of the price range versus a higher price range?
Materials.
Yeah.
Materials.
Is that going to get you that more that range that you're looking for, like you're saying, a little bit crisper sound, or I don't want to say easier to use necessarily, but like what is that, the better materials, what does that get you? Is it longevity even maybe?
Well, in the mouth call, you know, a mouth call is only going to last depending on how you treat it.
Right.
You know, if you throw it on the dash of your truck and leave it for a month,
it's going to last about a month.
Yeah, it's going to last about a month.
Yep.
You know, I know some guys, it's, you know, 3 or 4 years on a call. You know, they wash them out every night when they're done with water, put them in a Ziploc bag with a paper towel, put toothpicks between the reeds, and stick it in the refrigerator.
I know guys don't take care of their kids that well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, how long did you say you've been turkey hunting?
A couple years.
Okay, well, you'll learn.
Yep. Oh, I didn't say they were wrong for it.
Yeah. Turkey hunters are a different breed.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, they'll spend a lot of money on a call, you mm-hmm. know, to help them kill a turkey, and they'll do some crazy things to take care of them call.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, it just better materials. Consistency is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like everything else. You get what you pay for.
Right.
You know, if you're buying a, you know, and I saw this a couple years ago in Nashville at NWTF. There was a company there selling $2 mouth calls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you take five of the same cut, I guarantee you that two of them didn't sound the same out of that five.
Yeah, right.
You know, they don't, I mean, you can't. So, you know, like with us building our mouth calls, we're consistent. You know, I mean, our mouth calls are more, but we use better materials. We use, you know, a really, you know, in my opinion, we use the best frame on the market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we use good tape and our calls are consistent. So you can buy, you know, a handful of the same cut, same layup, you know, you can buy the same call, a handful of them. Mm-hmm. And the average person can't tell a difference from 1 to 5.
Right.
You know, there might be a little bit in there that some, you know, the Sean's or Scott Ellis's or the Mike Pentecost of the world can hear.
Right.
But most people is never going to hear the difference. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're just that, it's just, it's attention to detail and, you know, the little things.
Yeah. And I mean, that's like you're saying it, you can mass produce something for, let's say $2 and sell it for $2 a call, but you can't take the time and the effort and use the materials it takes to get something to be the same over and over again and still make turnaround and make money on that. Like that as a business, if you're going to take the time like you guys are doing, put it on the frame you guys are putting it on, use the materials you're using and making sure that it, if you buy one in Oklahoma and then you buy one in Illinois, they're going to sound, like you said, to the average person, like the same call. If you buy the same call, you can't necessarily do that for $5 a call, you know?
No, they're not. I mean, they're not going to.
Right.
Because first of all, the people that are putting them together have no clue, you know, most of the time don't really know what they're putting together.
Mm-hmm.
They're just following a procedure, you know?
Right.
On a, you know, either that's been shown to them or is on a piece of paper.
Right.
You know, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they really, you know, and that's just that's a fact. It's not any different than any other business in the world.
Right.
You know, they're probably not getting paid very well, and you know, they're just there to punch out numbers. And they don't, you know, they don't care. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so like you said, you know, you might buy one in Oklahoma, one in Illinois, one in Alabama, and you got, you know, three different sounds, and they're usually not good.
Right, right. Three different sounds and none of them are good.
Yeah, none of them are good.
Right. Hey, everybody, I appreciate you tuning in for another episode. If you don't already, go over to Instagram and Facebook and give us a follow at Ridge Hunter Outdoors. We also have a private Facebook group called Ridge Hunter Nation where you guys can have some input on the show. You can ask us questions. You can ask upcoming guests questions. You can tell us who you want us to have on and what you want us to talk about. And on top of all that, just use it as a regular hunting group. Share your stories, your success, pictures, your failures, whatever it is. That's all at Ridge Hunter Nation on Facebook. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. That's where you're going to find more info on the consulting and management services that we provide. We also have the podcast posted on the website with some other content as well. And we have our merchandise and our food plot seed. And if you find any of that stuff that you want, make sure you use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order there. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else that lets you do so, make sure you rate and review. That helps us, and give us a follow there too. YouTube, our channel is Ridge Hunter Outdoors. You can subscribe to that, hit the notification bell so you know when everything comes out. The podcast will be posted there, as is our Fall Pursuit show, which we'll have more of coming up next season. You guys can go back and rewatch everything that we did this year. We had 10 episodes on that. We're hopefully going to do some turkey hunting this spring, and of course, we'll have all our off-season content on YouTube as well. So thanks to everybody who already does follow and subscribe. If you don't, make sure you go do that. Now let's get back to the episode.
You know, so that, you know, that's kind of a big thing. And that's one of the things that I'm, you know, drew me to Woodhaven, and I'm proud to be a part of Woodhaven. You know, mm-hmm. our, and there is a lot of good call builders in the industry. There really is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to give a little love to some of those. You know, Lyle Gilbert at Houndstooth.
Mm-hmm.
Builds great calls. Terrence down at Rolling Thunder, Dead End Game Calls. You know, I'm sure I'm missing some, but there, you know, there's a lot of good call builders. But you know, for me, at Woodhaven, and it's personal with everybody in that building. You mm-hmm. know, and we just don't put a bad call out.
Right.
We will lose money on a call before we'll put a bad call in a package.
Yeah, I think that's the way you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
The way you should be, at the very least, the way you should be.
It's the way you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so like pot calls, mm-hmm. You've got about as many pot calls as you do mouth calls.
Right.
You know, and they're all different from manufacturer to manufacturer as far as the sound, the quality,
mm-hmm.
you know, but like ours, you know, I know how they go together.
Right.
And, you know, I've been doing this a long time. You're never going to see a pot call put together any better than a Woodhaven pot call.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got one person that glues the surface in that call, and she's been doing it for several years, and she is very good.
Yeah.
And very consistent.
That's the key for sure.
Consistency, you know, so you take a Woodhaven call and you look at the glue ring, like on glass, you know, or something, you know, crystal or whatever. Look at the glue ring on it. It's immaculate. It's perfect all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to, you know, one of these $30 pot calls that you see hanging in Walmart or somewhere. And you know, the glass, you look at the glue ring around it, you'll see wads of glue running down into the cup,
yep.
You know, out under the surface. And all that affects the same.
Yeah, yep.
So, you know, you again, you get what you pay for.
Yep. Yeah.
And some people, you know, I'm a big proponent of this, you know. So there's people out there that can't hunt like a lot of us do. You know, they get one weekend off a month, maybe. You know, right. They're working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got a house, you know, they got kids to provide for. So they can't, you know, go out and spend, you know, the money to buy, you know, all Woodhaven products or something, you know, so they have to buy those calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'm never going to knock them for that. You know, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. And, you know, we've all been there. I've been there.
Yep.
And, you know, but as long as you're enjoying it and you're having fun, that's what's important.
Yeah.
You know, that's more important than, you know, if all your buddies think, you know, that you're the best caller in that part of the country.
Right, right.
You know, or that you've got the most expensive calls in that part of the country, you know. Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got into a little bit there. We won't take up too much more of your time here for this one, but let's get into the pot calls and the box calls just a little bit, because I know we spend a lot of time on the mouth calls, but a lot of guys are going to be running those because maybe they aren't practice with a mouth call, or maybe they just mm-hmm. haven't figured it out, can't get the sound they want.
Right.
What's your preference, and what do you see as the big difference in, we'll start with the pot calls, like the different types out there, glass versus slate, you know, what do you like? What do you maybe not like about some of them, or if anything, and kind of what's your recommendations or thoughts on those first of all?
Yeah. So, you know, here where I live in Alabama, you know, we don't need the range. So, you know, I don't use an aluminum surface
mm-hmm.
a lot, you know. I couldn't tell you the last time I used an aluminum pot call,
mm-hmm.
the surface.
Right.
You know, I love a good slate call, you know, and now, as opposed to 20 years ago, now we've got different types of slate, different color slates, which, you know, it's all different hens. You know, that's what it amounts to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting different sounds, different, you know, when I say different sounds, or I say different hens, I mean different sounds. You know, you're getting a different sounding hen.
Mm-hmm.
But our Cherry Classic, in my opinion, that's my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to leave the house turkey hunting without a Cherry Classic. It's just it's a phenomenal call. It's been a phenomenal call, and it's going to always be a phenomenal call.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go anywhere with it, you know, you can get soft and loud on it. It's just a really, really good call. Ceramic is hard to beat. You know, there's a lot of good calls with ceramic, and I've heard some people run some ceramics that were out of this world.
Yeah.
We just we just put a new one out on the market and had it at Nashville, and we did really well with it. But you know, it's a ceramic collar, it's waterproof. Mm-hmm. You know, humidity and moisture and stuff doesn't affect it like it would a wooden pot.
Right.
So, you know, I usually try to take one with me just because I live in Alabama and it, you know, humidity is a thing here.
yeah, for sure.
A lot of days you can wear it.
Yep. Yep.
You know, that's kind of it. It's just everything about turkey hunting is sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as calling goes.
Right. Right.
You know, it's just different sounds. You get different materials to give you different sounds.
Yep. So no matter what the call is, basically is kind of to wrap this all up, finding what works for you, number one, and mm-hmm. and number two, the sound that you want. So one that you can use and you can get to work, and then that sound that maybe it's your preference or what you think a bird sounds like, and then what you can fool a tom with ultimately, right?
Yes, yeah. And it's, you know, turkey hunting it's a hard thing. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let anybody ever tell you that it's easy. You know, if it's easy, they're hunting birds that they're either baiting them,
right,
or they're hunting birds that nobody else in 100 miles can hunt.
Yeah, right.
It's hard.
Yep.
And replicating the sounds is hard. And, you know, every time you kill one, it's a miracle because, you know, everything in the woods is a predator to them, and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I was trying to think. I don't know how many. I don't know if I've heard a handful of stories in my life about somebody killing a turkey that it wasn't a perfect hunt.
Right.
You know, everything yep. has to go just right. You know, a leaf can fall in front of a turkey. You know, a limb can snap, and you know yep. they're in the next count.
Yeah. Yep.
So you know, you got to do everything you can to put the odds in your favor. And so one thing I'll add about the pot calls is, mm-hmm. you know, strikers. You know, there's just as many strikers as there is mouth calls.
Right.
You know, so don't be afraid to try different strikers with, you know, if just because that pot call come with those strikers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that may not be the best striker for you and the way you call. You know, so don't be afraid to try other strikers with that call.
Yeah.
You know, you're just trying to find what you can have confidence in and what you can get the sounds that you've got confidence, you know, mm-hmm. confidence.
Yep. Confidence is going to kill the bird as much as a call will, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. And the only other thing, piece of advice I can give them and give new hunters is be still.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yep. If turkeys could smell like deer, we'd never kill them, right?
That's it. Yeah, if they had a nose like a deer, you'd never see one.
Yep. There you go. I think that's a good place to leave it with him for this one, Rip.
Yeah. Hey, that's good. It works for me, man.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on, helping us kick off this little turkey series we're going to do. I figured there wasn't anybody better to call and talk to about different calls than you.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, absolutely, and anytime, man. You know where I'm at. Anytime.
That's right. We'll have you back on sometime.
All right. Good deal.
All right. Thanks, Rip.